Last segment, we were talking about getting nervous when you meet a celebrity. Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is a celebrity who says they've had an awkward interaction with someone here at the Ticket. Hello, who is this?
Well, I actually don't want to get into what my name is. I just thought I would call in and give you my experience of the time I ran into one of your staff members who said he was a fan, and just tell you how badly that encounter went and how much it really, really hurt my feelings.
You're not even going to give us a hint as to who you are?
No, I don't want to, but this happened at a Frisco Rough Riders game.
Okay.
Many years ago, and the staff member was very, very sexually aggressive and right, accosted me at this minor league baseball game.
Huh. Is that Gordon Keith that you're talking about?
No, I don't want to get into names,
sure?
Sir. Boy, that voice sounds aggressively familiar, but but this gentleman, he was with two other gentlemen. One looked like Anthony Bourdain, and the other one was one of the most handsome men I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that's George Dunham. That's right.
But the one I wasn't interested in, he came up first, and he very aggressively said, "Hey, Janine, come over here." So he made me walk to him.
Yeah, we're getting more clues as to who this is.
That was the first red flag that he required me to come into his space. And then I remember his opening line after that was something like, "I can't tell you how many times I've made my body feel Christmas thinking about you."
Oh my goodness!
I've never said that.
I felt this was way too forward.
That was Gordon that said that.
Way too forward. Then the other two gentlemen very quickly began immediately apologizing. They were great. Those other two were just so wonderful. But the large aggressor continued. He said, "Hey, you were great in Northern Exposure," and at that point I'm thinking this is going to be more normal now, because that's a common thing someone would say to me. And then he said, "Me and my wife role play you in different situations."
All right, I did not say that. Now Gordon may have said. See, I think this was
awful.
Gordon that said something
and
like this.
I told him at that point I wasn't comfortable with the conversation. And then he started calling me a prude and telling me that I needed to loosen up.
Okay. This was not me. You're thinking of some other radio station, I think.
Then I told him I was late to go somewhere, and then he accused me of being a celebrity who thought she was too good for him.
Wow. Okay.
And thought that he was beneath her and all
terrible.
That. And you know, throwing it back on me. Then he started crying for a full minute.
Weird. Okay. Very weird.
Before yelling, "Aren't you going to comfort me?"
What strange.
This story's hard to believe.
So at that point, I put a hand on his shoulder, not knowing what to do. And then he moved it down to his bicep and said, "Feel that?"
Okay.
And went into how much he had been working out.
All right. None of this happened. You must be thinking of either Gordon or another radio station.
Then he asked for a hug, and the hug lingered. And while he was hugging me, he moved his mouth towards my ear and started ripping into Terry Bradshaw.
What? What
very,
an odd choice.
Very strange. That made me uncomfortable. Then he asked if anyone had a can of tennis balls, and someone nearby handed him a can of tennis balls, and he proceeded to put on a very amateur juggling display.
Okay. Maybe that was Junior. He can actually juggle.
It was full of dropped balls and just weights and hold on and all that. I guess he thought that was going to win over my romantic affections. And then he asked if I needed a ride to my car, and he said that he would give me a piggyback ride.
Okay.
It was very uncomfortable, and I need to be transferred over to his boss, if you could.
Sure, we can do that.
Yeah. I'd be glad to transfer
you. Thank you. It's very wrong. He's going around making celebrities uncomfortable. I'm going to put an end to it. I talked with my friend Cy Kiernan, who said that he had a very similar interaction.
Really?
With this gentleman, yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for your courage to call up with this story.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the forum.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I think I figured out who that was. I don't want to say, but I think I figured it out.
Yeah, allegedly who that was.